In the early days of movies, most were shot on lots in Hollywood, but one of the first ventures outside the state led movie makers to this barren desert. It's today's American countryside, brought to you by Shoup Ag Parts. Quality parts, fair prices, online at agparts1977.com. And Cargill, who thanks you for 150 years of service to farmers. Visit cargillag.com.
Shoup Manufacturing started selling quality ag and farm replacement parts almost 40 years ago. And to this day, the only kind of part we'll sell is one we'd be comfortable using on our own farms. For quality parts, a fair price that ship fast. Shop Shoup. Call 1-844-8-FARMER or visit agparts1977.com. That's S-H-O-U-P. Shoup. Keeping farms running since 1977.
It's another American countryside adventure. We're heading to Brazil, January 29th through February 7th. This is an amazing trip with the perfect blend of agriculture and Brazilian sights. We'll tour farms in Mato Grosso, go to a JBS feedlot, and visit with ag leaders. We'll also see Rio with two nights at a beachfront hotel, take in the Brazilian Everglades, and be wowed by the Falls de Iguaçu. It's quite a trip at a great price. Call 888-2-AG-TOUR. That's 888-2-AG-TOUR. Or see the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. For most of the 1930s, this was just a barren stretch of land, miles from the city of Tucson.
Columbia Pictures wanted to make the book Arizona into what they would hope would be a classic Western movie. So in 1939, they scouted and selected this area to recreate the town of Tucson from the 1860s.
But as Joe Camarillo explains, Columbia was the first studio to shoot a Western outside of Hollywood. They looked at old photos to recreate the town of Tucson from decades before. They discovered the buildings were all adobe, but Columbia had no idea how to build an adobe film set.
Our local tribe, which is one of the prominent tribes in Arizona, the Tohono O'odham, or the desert people, were actually hired to come in because they still use adobe and brick making on the reservation. They hired about 100 tribal members. They came in and helped build Old Tucson.
The tribe built the set in 1939, and many were cast in the film as Apaches riding horses. Over 300 movies and TV shows have been filmed here since that time.
The last full-length motion picture that people would probably recognize was The Quick and the Dead with Sharon Stone. That was filmed here in 1995. We have had movies since then and commercials, but probably our most famous would be the four movies that John Wayne filmed here. Rio Lobo, Rio Bravo, El Dorado, and McClintock.
This is still an active set, yet it's open to visitors to stroll through the many buildings. More next time as we travel the countryside in Tucson, Arizona. I'm Andrew McCray.